Welcome to Advisory Insights Podcast, brought to you by Obermann Law Firm, a leading law firm serving clients across multiple industries and sectors on a local, regional, and national basis. And now, here's your host, Stuart Obermann.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Advisory Insights Podcast. Stuart Obermann here, your host. Want to talk about today, HIPAA, how to avoid a $480,000 phishing email mistake. So we all know that cybersecurity is absolutely critical to healthcare practices, especially PHI protection, personal healthcare information protection. So phishing is one of the main areas that hackers gain to infiltrate a system. What is phishing? So briefly, phishing is where employee opens up an email and all of a sudden we got a breach. So critical. On December 7th, 2023, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Office for Civil Rights, OCR, announced a first ever phishing fine. So what happened on that particular day, there was a medical company that suffered a breach. One of the partners in the medical practice thought another partner sent them an email. The partner opened it up and boom, here we go. So the HHS resolved an investigation from the first ever phishing attack. So what happened was in this particular breach, it affected the PHI for 34,862 individuals. So again, phishing is the most common way that hackers will gain access to healthcare systems to steal healthcare information. So what happens is the OCR revealed that the medical practice failed to conduct a risk analysis. Many of our doctors say, what is a risk analysis? So medical practices are required to conduct a risk analysis to identify potential threats and vulnerabilities, physical and systematic wise. So what happened is this particular case, the medical practice had no policies or procedures to regularly review their systems for internal protection. Under HIPAA, the High Tech Act, the final rule, there has to be breach notification protections. There has to be a risk analysis done, both physical and what they call environmental inside the systems. So as a result of this investigation, the medical practice agreed to pay $487,000 to OCR, plus agreed to a two-year corrective action. So it is critical that if you are a medical practice, you have to review administratively and physically the technical safeguards to avoid any kind of threat or vulnerability. And it's a very, very detailed analysis. My recommendation is you do it every year, especially in this world that we live in where electronics is so easily hacked. Emails, I could go into a long explanation as to why employees in a healthcare setting and in general should be well-trained consistently on a yearly basis to avoid any kind of cybersecurity threats. Folks, that is a brief top-of-mind HIPAA issue that all of our medical practices should be aware of and why they need to follow the risk analysis as required. Folks, thanks for joining us. Stuart Obermann here again, your host. Feel free to give us a call, 770-886-2400, or email me, Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, at obermannlaw.com. Thanks for joining us and have a fantastic day.